know about you. September 16th, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 1 hour class. If you all want to come, starting September 16th. All right? September 16th. All right, take your Bible, look in Psalm chapter 119. Bible class. Brother Ken was teaching a Bible class and on Tuesday nights. I guess keep that going a little bit and kind of see what happens. Maybe pick it up, Brother Ken, a couple other guys teach, get things, maybe even a little Bible Institute, I don't know. Not trying to make anything, see what happens. Psalms 119, verse 65. Thou hast dealt well with thy servant, O Lord, according on thy word. Teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I believed in thy commandments. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now have I kept thy word. It says, before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I've kept thy word. Thou art good and doeth good. Teach me thy statutes. The proud have forged the lie against me, but I will keep thy precepts with my whole heart. Their heart is as fat as grease, but I delight in thy law. It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes. And the law of thy mouth, is better unto me than thousands of gold and silver. I was looking at this. My wife was talking about the pain and all the stuff she was going through. And she, you know, she went through a lot of pain. Some of y'all are going through pain. And I mean, wouldn't it be nice to live in a pain-free world? Amen. And the Bible talks about in Revelation one day when we get to heaven, there'll be no more sorrow, no more trouble, no more heartache, no more pain. And there won't be no more pain. But down here, God allows things in our lives, and you wonder why. But you read here, he says, good that I've been afflicted. And affliction, you said, man, I would just love, you know, to live my life with no affliction, no hurts, no pains, none of that stuff. You wake up, your back hurts, your neck hurts, your shoulder hurts, your feet hurt. If you got a spur in your heel, and you got all kinds of stuff, all kinds of hurts. How many of y'all got hurts in here? You know what I'm talking about. And David talking about, you know, it's good for me to be afflicted. There's a disease I just heard about. There's a disease that a man in the church had, and he didn't feel no pain. You said, man, would that be a blessing? Wouldn't that be something that I wouldn't have feel no pain? But that could be bad on another side. It could be really bad. Brother Bob, when he lost his toes and everything because he didn't feel no pain in his feet. And he'd bump his toes, he would hit it, and then it would get a scab, and then before long it would cause a great gangrene to end up in his foot. And you said, man, wouldn't it be a blessing not to feel any pain? Down here you're going to feel pain. You're going to have things. And what David's saying, he's saying, hey, man, it's good that I've been afflicted, that I might not go astray. He says, before I was afflicted, I went astray. But now have I kept thy word. And what happens, the Bible says, whom the Lord loveth, he chases, scourges every son whom he receiveth. God will spank you, and it's a good thing. It's a good thing that you know that, because the Bible says if you don't get chastisement from God, then you know, the Bible says, then you're bastards and you're not his children. And I've corrected my children. I've spanked my children. I've even corrected my grandkids, and I've spanked my grandkids because I love them. And the Bible says a man will spank his children out of his own, you know, good pleasure, not pleasure, but his own pleasure. But God does it for a purpose. Amen. Whenever God does anything, it's always for a purpose. Amen. Always. And David said, it's good. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I have kept thy precepts. And he says, good for me that I've been afflicted. It's awful hard to be able to say something like that if you're in pain, if you're going through troubles. There was a guy in this church that I was thinking about. This guy broke his back and didn't know his back was broke. That's a sad thing. He had no pain. And you say, oh, man, I would love that. But then what it did more damage to him. Whenever you don't have any pain, you don't feel any pain, and you do something to yourself, break your foot, break your back, break your fingers or whatever, or get some kind of infection, it can be worse in the long run if you didn't have any pain. And I wrote down some things, thinking about my wife, I was sitting there in the hospital. I wrote down some things about pain. My wife didn't want to, she didn't want to eat because she's in pain. And I wrote down, when you're in pain, it restricts your appetite for food when you're in pain. And David said, it's good for me to be afflicted. It was good. And restricts her appetite to eat. Now, she's getting better. She stood up on her feet. She stood up on her feet yesterday, and she stood up, and she said, what a blessing. I have no pain in my hip, but I do have pain from the incision. Can you imagine if she didn't feel any pain, if she got up and she started moving around like she always did and had no, and then have no, you know, just walked around and that incision broke open? It could cause infection and then kill her. And God allows, God's allowed our bodies the way he made them. He made them so we could feel pain. Now, this guy has an unusual thing in his life that he didn't feel any pain. He broke his back, and then all kinds of things happened. And he finally went to the doctor, and the doctor said, man, your back's broke. You got this infection. And, man, and just all kinds of problems. He ended up in the hospital for a year over the thing because he just grinded his bones and all that stuff. David said, it's good. It's good for me to be afflicted. And God sometimes will afflict us for our own, it's for our own good. We know that. It restricts, when you're in pain, it restricts your appetite for food. You don't want to eat. And when you're in pain. And then also, I wrote down, so, things in life that really meant something to you, you thought meant something, they don't mean that much anymore. Yeah. When you're in pain and you're going through things, the things that you set out, your goals in life, that you want to do this, and you're going to do that, and I want to conquer this, I want to conquer that, I want this kind of money. When you're in pain, those things don't mean that much anymore. They just don't mean that much. And David says, good for me to be afflicted. I mean, folks, we sit here thinking tonight, I don't want to be afflicted. I don't want no pain. I'm allergic to it. I'm allergic to pain. I don't want no pain. And I thank God that every day, if I'm able to walk and talk and move, I see people. Every time I talk to people now, I'm asking their age. I seen a guy the other day, and I said, how old are you? And he couldn't even hardly walk. And I said, how old are you? He said, I'm 45. I'm sitting there thinking, I'm 63. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. You can find things to thank God for. Yep. And what happens is, the things in life that really you thought meant something, your goals in life that you really want to get, when you're in pain, those things don't mean that much no more. And have you ever thanked God for your pain? You ever thank God for what he's allowed you to? I mean, I realize we bring pain upon ourselves. We'll bring stuff in our own lives, which is unnecessary. And why would anybody want to bring, like that fella, his girlfriend sneaking the drugs in, and you know, and all that, and then she got caught, and I'm sure she's going to jail, and then he hangs himself. Brought unnecessary things upon themselves. And we bring unnecessary things in our life and causes pain to us. And then things don't mean as much. And I wrote down, it shows the true meaning of life. When you're in pain and going through painful things, the true meaning of life is life itself. Thank you for life, Lord. Thank you. You know what you can thank God for? You read your Bible, you find, you know, you're going to have, the Bible says you're going to have a new body. You're going to have a new body. I don't know how many times in this church we've prayed over people. We prayed over Brother John, and we prayed over so many other people in this church. And we prayed for Pop Coleman, and we prayed that God would take away the pain. And the way God took away the pain is he took them home. And he took them home, and they'd never feel no pain again. And they'd be in a perfect environment with no sin, no wicked thoughts. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine being in a place where you don't think no bad things anymore? And you don't look at somebody and think bad about them? And man, all the thoughts that go through your head and your mind. David said, it was good for me to be afflicted. He said, before I was afflicted, I went astray. What happens is when everything's going good in our lives, and if God doesn't have your heart and he doesn't have full control, you'll go astray if God doesn't have it. And David said, I started going astray, but then God afflicted me. And it made me realize who God is and who I am. And you're a saved person. You're saved and you're bought by the price of Jesus Christ's blood. You've been paid for, paid in full. I love that song the kids sang, paid in full. And man, we've been bought with a price. And that's why the Bible says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Getting your mind right. Yeah, get your mind right. And get your heart right. And you get your mind thinking about him and your heart right. Now you say, there's a lot of people going through affliction. There's a lot of people, some of it for, like Jesus said, when he healed me, he said, some things for God's glory. There's some people go through stuff they can handle. Paul the apostle went through things, and he asked God to take the affliction away from him. He said, Lord, take this thorn in the flesh away from me. And he said, prayed three times, and God said, my grace is sufficient. Brother Joe preached on that the other night. My grace is sufficient for thee. He said, my strength is made perfect in weakness. So what happens is we get thinking that, you know, I've got my strength. I got my health. I can do whatever I want. I do what I want with my body. It belongs to me. I do whatever I want. And then God brings affliction. And David said, he said this. He said, it is good for me that I have been afflicted. And then he started thanking God for the affliction. He said, that I might learn thy statutes. I mean, he said, God, the Bible says David was a man after God's own heart. He was a man that loved God. And even in sin, when David judged sin on somebody else's life, he was judging himself, but he judged it righteously. He judged it righteously. God's looking for people that would judge things in their own life righteously. The Bible says this, if we would judge ourselves, we would not be what? Judged. A lot of times we go on in life, and we sin and sin and sin, and we don't even think about asking God to forgive us. We don't think about God asking God to say, God, cleanse me. God, wash me. I'll tell you what, you ought to get in the habit on a daily basis, getting on your face, saying, God, cleanse me. Wash me. If I thought anything, God, today, which we do, if I've done anything against you today, forgive me. Forgive me. I'll tell you what, David said, before I was afflicted, I went astray. And boy, if you can stay, keep your mind stayed on him, and keep your mind saying, okay, God, I'm going to keep my mind on you. I think a lot of people go through a lot less afflictions in their life, a lot less afflictions. When you're going through pain, you start, the things in life don't mean as much anymore. It shows the true meaning of life. I mean, the true meaning of life is, you know, the Bible says, fear God and keep his commandments. Ecclesiastes, the whole duty of man is to fear God and keep his commandments. I mean, you're here for a reason. You're not here for your own benefit. God saved you. He bought you. He wants you as his servant, as his child. Whether you're called to preach, like Brother Joe getting up preach. But Joe, I told Joe, Bob Jones Sr. said, the best ability is availability. Yep. If a man just makes himself available. God, I never thought God called me to preach. I never thought God would ever use me as a pastor. All I did was say, God, I'm available. I'll do whatever I can for you. I'll do whatever. Because I served the devil real faithful. Before I was saved, I was faithful about way I lived and the way I did. And I said, God, if I can be half as that faithful to you, I'm available. And you know what the Bible says? The Bible says promotion cometh neither from the east or the west or the south. It cometh from the Lord. God will promote people that's just saying, okay, God, I'm available. I want to serve you. Watching my wife in pain, and it restricts your appetite. The things in life don't mean as much anymore. It shows the true meaning of life. You know, I was looking at my wife, I thinking, we've been together now 45 years. We started, Brother Heath, now we was talking about that last night, and Rhonda, he said, oh, I got 20 kids in my family, and I thought, I remember the day they got married. I remember the day they got married. And I remember how God blessed him, and they got married, and now they got all their children and grandchildren, and how they just rejoiced to have their grandkids with them. And what a joy it is to see your grandkids learning about God and reading the Bible and praying and wanting to pray. And boy, what a blessing that is. I don't know how many we got in our tribe. We got quite a big tribe. But it's a blessing, man. It's a blessing. Last night, I told Chubbs, I said, Chubbs is Jackson. He's 3 years old. I said, Chubbs, Pop-Pop's going home. You're going to stay here and watch over Mamma and make sure she goes to potty. He said, okay, Papa. So when they took him out last night, he was going down on the elevator, and I didn't get on the elevator. He started screaming all the way out, Papa, I'm supposed to help Papa, me Mamma. And what a blessing, man. I said, today I went back and I got him, and I said, you go with me to help Mamma come home from the hospital. He went with me. It was a blessing. Man, to see all that God's done and how he's blessed. It's hard to be proud when you're in pain. It's hard to be proud when you're going through pain. You know, the Bible says God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. You know what? If you can humble yourself before the Lord, if you'll humble yourself on a daily basis, God resists the proud. And you know what? You go through pain. It's hard to be proud when you're in pain. When you're going through troubles and trials in life, you're not too proud about it then. We all men are proud. We're all proud. We get, you know, you got strength. The Lord's blessed me to be 63 years old, still be able to have strength and do stuff that I do. I mean, I know Pop Jack, he's 70, 69, 70, and he's still in good shape, still working, doing stuff. That's a blessing. But what happens is you start realizing it's not me. It's not the weights I've been lifting. It's not all that thing. It's God. He's the one that gives you. He's the one that helps you. Now, I'm not against lifting weights. I'm not against exercise. I'm for that. Stay in shape. If you can, stay in shape. But when pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. And don't get too proud when you're thinking that you're in good shape. The Bible talks about God doesn't glory in the legs of man or in horses. God doesn't glory in that. He gives strength. He gave Samson strength. He gave David strength. He gave so many others strength in the Bible. And when you're in pain, it's hard to be proud. It makes you depend on God. It makes you depend on God. And you got to trust him. You got to depend on him. You got to say, Lord, I need you. I need thee every hour. We sing that song. Somebody wrote a song, I need thee every hour. You get to the place where you say, okay, keep God on your mind. Lord, I need thee. I need you. And I pray for everything. Just pray for about things. I pray for the kids when they're traveling, when they're out. When Tori goes, they've been taking her to Newcastle. We pray for the cars to go up the road. God, keep protection around them. Just God, you pray about everything. It makes you depend on God. It makes you depend on God. David said, it's good for me to be afflicted. It's good. How many can say, it's good to what I'm going through? David said it. And when you're going through troubles and trials, don't blame God foolishly. Job was in a pile of ashes, in pain, just lost everything he had, and he still gave God glory. And the Lord said to the devil, have you considered my servant? Look at that man. That man loves me. That man's going to praise me no matter what. You caused me to move against him, but I knew he wouldn't. Just to show you. When you're in pain, it's hard to be proud. Job stood there before his friends as they mocked him and they accused him. And he just kept on trusting God. When you're going through troubles and trials, pain and life, say, Lord, I'll trust you. I just quoted that to somebody the other day. I said, the Bible says it's better to trust the Lord to put confidence in man. You better trust God. You're going through something. It makes you depend on God. God's got to be everything. He wants to be everything in our lives. He wants to be. And when God, I'll tell you this other thing God will do. I wrote this down. For God will show himself strong on your behalf. He'll do something that you can't do. He'll deliver you. He'll take care of you. He'll provide for you. He'll give you joy, unspeakable, full of glory. He'll do things for you that you'll look back and say, if I had $1 billion, I wouldn't have been able to do that. If I had $1 billion, God did it. God did something. It's not money. I'm talking about the joy of the Lord is your strength. David said, it's good for me to be afflicted. He said, but Before I was afflicted, I went astray. Before I was afflicted, I went astray. He said, but now I have kept thy word. So being pain-free might not be good. It might not be good. Because when you think that you've done something and you forget God. And God allows enough pain in our lives and heartache in our lives to make us depend on him and trust him. He allows that. So I don't want to accuse God of being unfair. I don't want to accuse God of being unholy and unjust. Because I really got, if you and I got what we really deserved, we'd be in hell tonight. I think about how God allowed me to get saved, allowed me to hear the word of God and give me the understanding that I trusted him as my Savior that night running. If I didn't, my God, I'd be in hell right now. I know that. You would too if it wasn't for his mercy.
Amen.
David said, it was good that I've been afflicted. But he said, before I was afflicted, I went astray. Boy, I tell you what, you're talking about going astray. You know, we're prone to wander, prone to leave the God we love. And just keep our hearts and minds stayed on him. Things, it'll come out right. The right road always comes out the right place. We know all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. A lot of times we get our minds on something, we got to have it. We want it, and God doesn't allow it. And we get mad. And we go through, man, just anger and struggles and everything else. And then we get turn our back on the Lord. And then before long, affliction comes. I've seen it over and over and over in people's lives. And boy, it breaks my heart. It keep you humble. It'll keep you down. It'll keep you dependent on God if you're dependent. Depend on him. He'll keep you safe if you'll depend on him. David said, it's good for me to be been afflicted, that I may learn thy statutes. So when things come in your life that you don't understand, the Bible tells us this, don't be afraid of, don't be afraid of sudden fear. Something comes on you real quick and you had no control. Don't be afraid. Trust God. Trust the Lord with all thine heart. You have things happen. I get calls all the time. And, you know, things happen like that. And I've got to keep a cool head, cool, and keep my heart right. And I'll start praying, God, help me. Help me make the right decisions. Help me to help my brothers and sisters. Help me to do what's right. Not just blow up over stupid things. Just keep my heart right. That's what I was thinking about when I was sitting in the hospital with my wife, thinking about her pain. It's good that we've been afflicted. It's good. Make us reflect on things, what's really important in life. To me, my wife's important to me. And I thank God for her.